الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We praise Him and we seek help from Him We ask forgiveness from Him We repent to Him And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Today's khutbah, inshallah, will be about the Laylatul Qadr and also Zakat al-Fitr, wa takbir before Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr. It was narrated that in the days that Musa alayhi salam wandered with Bani Israel in the desert, an intense drought befall them. Together they raised their hands toward the heavens, praying for the blessed rain to come. Then, to the astonishment of Musa alayhi salam and all those watching, the few scattered clouds that were in the sky vanished. The heat poured down and the drought intensified. It was revealed to Musa that there was a sinner amongst the tribe of Bani Israel whom had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than 40 years of his life. Let him separate himself from the congregation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam. Only then shall I shower you all with rain. Musa alayhi salam then called out to the throngs of humanity, there is a person amongst us who has been disobeyed Allah for 40 years. Let him separate himself from the congregation, and only then shall we be rescued from the drought. That man waited, looking left and right, hoping that someone else would step forward, but no one did. Sweat poured forth from his brow, and he knew that he was the one. The man knew that if he stayed amongst the congregation, all would die of thirst, and that if he stepped forward, he would be humiliated for all eternity. He raised his hands with a sincerity he had never known before, with a humility he had never tasted, and as tears poured down on both cheeks, he said, "O Allah, have mercy on me. O Allah, hide my sins. O Allah, forgive me." As Musa alayhi salam and the people of Bani Israel awaited for the sinner to step forward, the clouds hugged the sky and the rain poured. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah, you blessed us with rain even though the sinner did not come forward." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "O Musa, it is for the repentance of that very person that I blessed all of Bani Israel with water." Musa alayhi salam, wanting to know who this blessed man was, asked, "Show him to me, O Allah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "O Musa, I hid his sins for 40 years. Do you think that after his repentance I shall expose him?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran in the most blessed month, the month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was sent down. On the most blessed night, the grand night, Laylatul Qadr, verily we revealed the Quran on the night of Qadr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Verily, we have sent this Quran down in the night of Al-Qadr decree. And what will make you know what the night of decree is? The night of Al-Qadr decree is better than 1,000 months. That's worshiping Allah in that night is better than worshiping Him 1,000 months. That's about 83 years and 4 months. Then descend the angels and the ruh, Gabriel, by Allah's permission with all decrees. Peace. All that night there is peace and goodness from Allah to His believing slaves until the appearance of dawn. Ibn Jarir narrates on the authority of Mujahid that there was a man from Bani Israel who used to spend the night in prayer. Then in the morning, he would fight the enemy in the way of Allah during the day until the evening, and he did this for 1,000 months. And so Allah revealed the surah, "Verily we sent it down in the night of Al-Qadr," until the verse, "The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months." That is, standing in prayer on that night is better than the actions of that man. Sufyan al-Thawri reports on the authority of Mujahid also that the night of Al-Qadr being better than 1,000 months means that the good deeds performed on it, fasting on it, and standing in prayer on it are better than 1,000 months. Good deeds, prayers, and fasting. It is reported from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that he said, when the month of Ramadan came, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The month of Ramadan has come, a blessed month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory for you to fast. In it, the gates of paradise are open, and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained. In it is a night better than 1,000 months. Whoever loses the benefits of it has lost something irreplaceable. Narrated by Imam Ahmad and Al-Nasa'i. It is reported on the authority of Abu Huraira that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever stood in prayer on the night of Al-Qadr in faith and hoping for a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have all his previous sins forgiven. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This one night, and hoping that inshallah it will be tonight, this one night surpasses the value of 30,000 nights. The sincere believer who worries day and night about his sins and phases of negligence in his life patiently awaits the onset of Ramadan. During it, he hopes to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for past sins. Knowing this, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised that all who bear down during the last 10 days shall have all their sins forgiven. To achieve this, the believer remembers the Prophet's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advice in different sayings, wherein he used words like seek, pursue, search, and look hard for Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is the most blessed night. A person who misses it has indeed missed a great amount of good. The mu'min should search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, passing the nights in worship and obedience. For those who catch the opportunity, their gift is that of the past sins wiped away. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrated for us some of the things we should be doing on this grand night. From his blessed sunnah, we find the following. Praying Qiyam, night prayer, Taraweeh. It is recommended to make a long Qiyam prayer during the night on which Laylatul Qadr could fall. This is indicated in many ahadith, such as whoever stands in Qiyam in Laylatul Qadr and it is facilitated for him out of faith and expectation of Allah's reward will have all his previous sins forgiven. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. The tradition, an addition also, and it is facilitated for him, is recorded by Ahmad from the report of Ubaidah ibn al-Samit. It means that he is permitted to be among the sincere worshipper during the last night. Making supplication. It is also recommended to make extensive supplication on that night. Aisha radiallahu anha reported that she asked Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, if I knew which night is Laylatul Qadr, what should I say during it? And he instructed her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu, fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are forgiving, and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. That's an authentic hadith recorded by Ahmad ibn Majah and al-Tirmidhi. Abandoning worldly pleasures for the sake of worship. It is further recommended to spend more time in worship during the nights on which Laylatul Qadr is likely to fall. This calls for abandoning many worldly pleasures in order to secure the time and thoughts solely for worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, when the last 10 days of Ramadan started, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tighten his izar. When he stayed away from his wife in order to have more time for worship. Spend the whole night awake in prayer and wake up his family. That's narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. And she said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert more in worship on the last 10 days than on other nights. Narrated by Muslim. Have we estimated of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly? The opportunity of Laylatul Qadr is coming, hopefully inshallah tonight. Life is about people that take advantage of their opportunities to win the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is indeed one of those chances. Abu Dahdah was one of those who found an opportunity and won that which is greater than the heavens and earth. An adult companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cultivated his garden next to the property of an orphan. The orphan claimed that a specific palm tree was on his property and thus belonged to him. The companion rejected the claim and off to the Messenger of Allah subhanahu sallallahu alaihi wasallam went the orphan boy to complain. With his justness, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam measured the two gardens and found that the palm tree did indeed belong to the companion. The orphan erupted crying. Seeing this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered the companion, "Would you give him the palm tree? And to you is a palm tree in the Jannah." However, the companion, in his disbelief that an orphan would complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, missed the opportunity and went away angry. But someone else saw the opportunity. Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, "Ya Rasulullah, if I buy this tree from him and give it to the orphan, shall I have that tree in Jannah?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes." Abu Dahdah chased after the companions and asked, "Would you sell that tree to me for my entire garden?" The companion answered, "Take it, for there is no good in it, in the tree that I was complaining to the Prophet about." Immediately, Abu Dahdah went home and found his wife and children playing in the garden. "Leave the garden," shouted Abu Dahdah. "We have sold it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have sold it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of his children had dates in their hands, and he snatched the dates from them and threw them back into the garden. We have sold it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." When Abu Dahdah was later murdered in the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood over his slain body and remarked, "How many shady palm trees does Abu Dahdah now have in the paradise?" What did Abu Dahdah lose? Dates, bushes, dirt. What did he gain? He gained a Jannah whose expanse is the heaven and the earth. Abu Dahdah did not miss his opportunity. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not miss our opportunity of standing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr. Dear brothers and sisters, we do not obey, worship, and revere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way befitting of His Majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, no just estimate have they made of Allah, such as is due to Him. On the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be put His handful, and the heavens will be rolled up in His right hand. Glory to Him, high is He above the partners they attribute to Him. Everything that we have belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone dies, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Indeed, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong. And indeed, to Him we shall return. This is not a supplication just for when a soul is lost. It is a supplication for every calamity that befall a believer. Why? Because everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything shall come back to Him. Sit and try to count the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. Have you ever tried to count the stars? And He gives you all that you ask for. But if you count the favors of Allah, never will you be able to number them. Verily, man is given up to injustice and ingratitude. We have not understood the weight of this Quran that we recite on our high shelves, this noble book that was sent to give life to the dead. For even if our hearts were so solid as rock, they would have crumbled to the ground in fear and hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment and mercy. Could it be that our hearts are harder than a mountain? Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, verily thou wouldst have seen it humble itself and split asunder in fear of Allah. Dear brothers, as you fill the masjid for Qiyamul Layl in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to know. Know you that Allah is strict in punishment, and that Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. There shall be a night, some night in your life, that you shall awaken in Jannah or Hellfire. Anas ibn Malik, on his deathbed, prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, protect from a night whose morning brings a journey to Hellfire. Think about that morning. Peace shall descend on Laylatul Qadr until the dawn. It may be that you shall leave the masjid after Fajr one day, soon forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorious and most high. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. Supplicate me Allah, accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah, والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. O people, fear Allah. Glorified is He contemplate on your affairs, what you have done in this honorable month, Ramadan, whose end is approaching. It will be a witness either for or against you, depending on the deeds you have done in it. So hasten to make use of its remaining days through repentance and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and doing good deeds and saying good words, so that you may make up for what have lost in previous days because of negligence and carelessness. The days of this month have been occupied by fasting, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the citation of the Holy Quran. Performing obligatory and optional night prayer has illuminated its night. The affairs of the righteous have been on the optimum level of worship. These honorable nights and blessed days, however, have come to an end, as if they were an hour in a day. How great is the grief for these days and nights in which carelessness and negligence were obvious. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the remaining days to make up what we have lost, and to conclude by offering us forgiveness, emancipation from the hellfire, and return it again with safety and faith. Your Lord has prescribed for us certain kinds of worship to be observed. At the end of this month, with which we can increase our faith and perfect our worship, by the end of this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for us Zakatul Fitr, and Takbir, and Eid prayer. Zakatul Fitr has been prescribed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a sa' of food, dried date, barley, or any other kind of food, and nowadays what's equal to $10 per person. Abu Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed Zakatul Fitr as a sa' of food. Whenever these kinds of food are good for the poor, it is better to be paid zakah from them. Give it willingly, of best quality, since you will not get the reward except by expending of that which is dearest to you. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a small amount, which is obliged once a year. Why is a Muslim not desirous of the good, which is better in the sight of Allah and more in the rewards? He is allowed to give this zakah to more than one person, and to give more than one zakah to one person. It is better to pay it on the day of Eid al-Fitr or few days before, if it is easy for you, but must be before the Eid prayer. You may also give it a day or a few days before the Eid, and it should not be delayed until after the Eid, except for an excuse, such as the case of sudden announcement of advent of Eid or others. As far as takbir is concerned, Allah ordained it. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Ramadan is the month in which was sent down the Quran as a guide to mankind. Also clear signs for guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So every one of you who is present at his home during that month should spend it in fasting. But if anyone is ill or in a journey, the prescribed period should be made up by days later. Allah intends every facility for you. He does not want to put you in difficulties. He wants you to complete the prescribed period and to glorify Him in that He has guided you, and perchance you shall be grateful. You should recite takbir right from the sunset of the day preceding Eid day until Eid prayer. Recite takbir in masjids, homes, in the streets. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allah is great. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is no God but Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. To Allah all praise is due. Say this with loud voice as a sign of glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and highlighting of Islamic ritual. Women, however, should recite takbir quietly. As for the prayer, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered all people, even women, to perform it. So go out for the prayer, whether men and women, young or old. Women should go out neither applying perfume nor disclosing their ornament. However, wearing the best of their garment after taking a bath, that's recommended for men. According to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tradition, one may eat three or five, or any odd numbers of days before getting out to perform Eid prayer. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge from the accursed shaitan. Allah says, which translates as, but those will prosper who purify themselves and glorify the name of their guardian Lord and lift their heart in prayer. May Allah guide us to recite the blessing of the Holy Quran. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك أملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أملنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.